Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe. And we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe.
On today's episode, we talk with Dewan Sampson, an FSU alum who studied international affairs and political science. Dewan talks about the cross-cultural experiences he had while at FSU, his time working on Capitol Hill, being a Wrangell Fellow, and becoming a Foreign Service Officer. Let's go to our conversation with Dewan now. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Doing really well. Excited to talk to you. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, everyone, from wherever you might be. My name is Dewan Sampson. I'm a 2015 graduate from FSU, Go Knowles. And I studied political science and international affairs with a concentration in public administration.
Awesome. And where did you study abroad?
So I studied abroad at FSU London Study Center in 2014 during my junior year.
Cool. And what first sparked your interest in international affairs and travel?
So I think I've always been interested in international affairs, especially since I was young. So growing up, I was in martial arts, Shotokan, which is a Japanese style of martial arts. And so I think at a young age, I think I was 3 years old, going on four, I was introduced to a different culture with different, you know, precepts and principles of Japanese history, arts, and culture. And so at a young age, I think I was very enthused about learning about other countries and regions around the world and just wishing I could be able to travel and see these places I learned about in school and also what I studied extracurricular as well. And so I remember growing up and being in middle school and high school and giving presentations on, you know, the Middle East, countries in the Middle East, or on different world religions, is being so enthusiastic to learn about the GDP and just economic factors and people-to-people ties and just wishing that I had the opportunity to go. So when I applied to FSU and was accepted, it was a goal of mine to be able to study abroad and to have an immersive experience in a different culture in a different country. And so I think once I got accepted and went to FSU, learned about all the amazing international programs out there, I was like, I've got to be a part of this.
Can you expand on that a little bit? Can you tell us about your study abroad experience and some of those other cross-cultural experiences you had while you were at FSU?
Okay, of course. So I'm an international affairs major in political science. And so I think I always tried to get involved with international students. So the Center for Global Engagement and Multicultural Affairs had a lot of different events, from coffee hours to language clubs and conversation clubs. To professors just giving out, you know, general information about different seminars and lecture series to attend. So I always wanted to go to those type of things. And so I remember my junior year, I had just completed an internship at the U.S. Mission to the United Nations, and I really wanted to study abroad. I'm like, if I don't do it now, I won't have the opportunity to do it. So I think the list was between London, Panama, Valencia. I was like, you know what? The UK will be fun. So I applied and went and had the most amazing experience there, being able to go around the world with friends and peers and be able to have an immersive experience learning about British culture, going to the museum, the Shakespeare Theater, you know, just getting lost, taking the tube and having my Oyster card and having new experiences, trying new food. You know, it was a wonderful experience. And I think FSU cultivates those type of partnerships, relationships with different programs, with other institutions. And so I think that was a really value added by me being able to study abroad. It was my first time, you know, getting an airplane and flying out of the country. So it was a lot of firsts for me. And it was really exciting and rewarding as well.
Awesome. I love hearing about all those different things that you got involved in on campus. There's so many things at FSU for students to do. Like, you don't even have to leave the country to get involved in some of these cross-cultural communication experiences. So it's cool that you got to do both. And I love what you said about getting lost, taking the tube. I'm sure more people than will admit will have gotten lost on the tube. I might be one of them.
Yeah, I was one of those people.
Sometimes that's the best way to explore, though.
It really is. There's so much history. You just don't know what you might come across, what you might stumble upon. And you know what? It was just a wonderful experience, especially doing it with friends. So looking back, I had a lot of great memories from that experience.
Awesome. So we know that you worked a little bit on Capitol Hill as well. Can you tell us about your time working there?
Yeah. So after I graduated from FSU in 2015, I really wanted to work on Capitol Hill, get some Washington experience. I had done some, like, you know, legislative experience in state office in Florida. And I was like, you know what? It'd be cool to go to D.C. And so I did an internship and I was placed in a congressional office and pretty much learned about the ins and outs of policy, appropriations, how money is allocated. So I did an internship in spring of 2016, which led to a job. So I got a job on the Senate side. And, you know, you start out as a staff assistant, answering phones, doing constituent services. You know, you're doing a lot of those menial and mundane tasks, but they really are important, especially because you're representing an entire state, you're representing a district of people. And so you want to be able to, you know, give them those services that, you know, they elected you for, the member. And so it was a lot of fun giving White House tours, meeting all these members of Congress, but also working on important policies as well. You know, my senator who I worked for was really big on armed forces, defense, agriculture, sustainability, and the environment, things that I'm very passionate about as well. So being able to, you know, be at one of the most important centers of power in the world, the nexus of just so many different schools of thought, industries, lobbyists, you know, it was constantly a learning experience for me. I feel like it was never a boring day. It was very rewarding, fulfilling. I mean, it was a lot of work, but, you know, I think it gave me a really great foundation after FSU and then especially for my career currently.
So from there, you went on to become a Charles B. Rangel International Affairs Graduate Fellow. Could you tell us a little bit about that award and about the process and the experience for you?
Okay, yeah. So the Rangel Fellowship is basically a pathway into the Foreign Service. So there's the Rangel Fellowship, the Pickering Fellowship, and then the USAID, the Payne Fellowship for people who are interested in international development. So I knew that I wanted to be a Foreign Service officer. And so after I was working on the Hill, I was like, you know what? I'm going to apply. And so I got the fellowship and I worked with Office of National Fellowships, ONF and FSU. I had the Honor Scholars and Fellows House. They helped me out so much throughout the entire process. And one thing I love about ONF is that, you know, you're still able to utilize those resources even as a graduate. And so I had graduated in 2015. Here I am in, 2017, 2018, still utilizing those resources, you know, drafting essays, going over my personal statements, and, you know, kind of guiding me through that process was really alleviating some of the stresses, of course, that comes with it. You have, you submit your personal statements, your narratives, and then they bring a group of people to do interviews. And then after that, that's when you're selected after you've done your interview day of, you know, interviews and writing and speaking and things like that. So that's really cool. And yeah, so basically it's a pathway to the Foreign Service. And I think most people think, oh, it's only about diversity, but diversity is very broad. It's not only about, you know, racial, ethnic diversity, but also geographic diversity, more women. Historically, the State Department, especially the Foreign Service, has kind of had centers of influence in the Northeast. You know, people have gone to like Ivy League schools, predominantly white men. And so I think that having these type of programs are really beneficial because they make, it's really representative of the United States, having a diverse foreign service that looks like our country. It adds so much value to the work that we're doing to have representation all around the world as we represent the country. So for anyone applying to the Rangel Fellowship, Pickering, definitely do it. They're wonderful opportunities. Your life will be transformed by being able to go to graduate school and be having mentors and having wonderful opportunities to intern in DC, but also at an embassy abroad. I did my internship at an embassy in the US Embassy in Hanoi. One of the most amazing experiences of my life. So I'd definitely love to talk about more about that later. If people have questions, that'd be great.
That's awesome. It sounds like such a transformative experience.
It was. My life has been changed for the better, and I'm so happy to be here right now.
Wonderful. So we want to know what made you want to become a Foreign Service officer. I know you touched on that a little bit, but can you just tell us about that and your current role and where you are now?
Okay. Yeah, so I knew I wanted to do something related to international affairs. And when I was in high school, I was doing like an SAT or ACT prep course. And one of the people who was helping us study, prepare, said that they hoped to become a U.S. ambassador. And I was like, that seems like a pretty cool job. Like, I don't know like what it entailed, but it just seemed like it was something important. You're representing the United States abroad. And I was like, I want to be an ambassador one day. And, you know, they talk about different ways you can do so. And so, I don't know, that was kind of like implanted in my mind. And then I went to FSU, of course, did political science, international affairs. I thought I would go to law school and do international law. But, you know, international law is so broad. I mean, international law could be anything. But it really wasn't until I met the diplomat in residence for the Southeastern region. So there's different regions around the country. And there's diplomat in residence at different colleges around the world, around the country. And they're basically there to serve as a resource to for students, for different states around the area to talk about fellowships offered by the State Department, whether it's like the Boren Fellowship or Gilman or, you know, Pickering and Rangel Fellowships or Critical Language Scholarships. those type of things. And I met the DIR for the Southeastern region, and he told me about all these amazing internship opportunities. And I was like, huh, that'd be cool. And he encouraged me to apply. And I applied, and I was accepted to the U.S. Mission to the United Nations. And I think that was just a very catalyzing moment for me, because I learned that, you know, my experience in New York, this is what I want to do for a living. I was able to work on peacekeeping and multilateral issues at the United Nations, you know, and this is around the time when Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. So it was a very busy, very stressful time, but I learned a lot. I learned about reporting, how to articulate your message across, how to be concise, how do you work with, you know, like-minded nations, other, you know, democratic nations, but also nations that disagree with us sometimes, and how do we come to find common ground? So I think that was a very transformative moment for me. And I'm so appreciative that, you know, I was able to meet the DIR, the diplomat in residence, when I was at FSU, to have the opportunity, who encouraged me to apply for these opportunities. Yes, it's competitive, but you know what? Why not go for it? That's why I encourage people today. If you want to apply for things like that, you know, don't let any naysayers dissuade you. Go for it. Keep working, keep striving towards your goal. And there's so many resources with alumni at FSU, but also centers like ONF as well.
It definitely sounds like you were able to take advantage of all of those opportunities. And can you tell us a little bit about where that's led you now? Like, where have all those opportunities gotten you? What are you up to today?
So I'm currently a foreign service officer, also known as a U.S. diplomat. I've just been assigned to my first post, and I've been here for about 1 month now. So I'm in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, as a consular officer. So basically, my role now is to adjudicate visas. So we have non-immigrant visas, basically like tourist visas, immigrant visas, people who are, you know, about to live their life in the United States, move there to immigrate to the United States. And we also have American citizen services. So we basically have diplomats who help Americans in all our, you know, all countries around the world with, you know, whether they have, kids who are born or need flights. A lot of that was done, especially during the time of COVID. Diplomats all around the world were working in getting a hyperdrive in order to get Americans back home to the United States, and just being a resource for information. And so that's what I'm currently doing now. The Foreign Service has different cones. There's political section, there's public diplomacy, management, economic, and consular. So, you know, we all work as a unit to represent the United States abroad. We're the official representative of the United States in foreign countries, also in U.S., in international organizations as well, and multilateral institutions. So that's where I'm currently at. And, you know, I had 6 months of Spanish language to prepare myself for this. I've had different other trainings to prepare to be a consular officer. And so I'll be here for 2 years adjudicating visas, working on American citizen services. It's really exciting. It's something I've worked, you know, years for. It's surreal to be here, especially in a country as beautiful as Dominican Republic, which is known for its world-class beaches. And so, yeah, I have a great group of colleagues I've been learning so much from, and I'm looking forward to the rest of my time here for 2 years.
I'd imagine the Dominican Republic is not a terrible place to be sent.
Not bad at all. I can't complain.
Well, I hope you enjoy that most definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you have given so much incredible advice throughout this whole interview already, but we want to give you one more opportunity. We ask every person on this podcast to answer this question. So what advice do you have for students who are considering studying abroad?
Do it. Do it, do it, do it. Apply. Don't be intimidated by it. There's just so many different resources out there. There's scholarships out there. I think sometimes people are just like, oh, you know, maybe I'm not eligible. Maybe I won't be qualified. I'm telling you, apply for it. So many people let fear and other things get in the way of them living their dreams. And you just don't know the type of relationships, the type of experiences that you'll have if you just don't apply for it. You know, FSU is a wonderful institution, and we have amazing study abroad programs and centers around the world. So I think everyone should definitely have this opportunity to have cross-cultural immersive experiences to, you know, learn more about themselves, learn more about relationships between other countries in the United States, challenge themselves, you know, get lost, have fun. I think you should definitely do it. It'll change your worldview. It'll change your perspective. It'll challenge your norms. I think it'll be a really rewarding experience. I definitely encourage everyone to have the opportunity to study abroad.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today and telling us a little bit more about your story and what you're up to now.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Dewan. Before we disembark, let's talk about FSU resources for alumni. There are many resources on campus that are available to FSU students even after graduation. Dewan mentioned working with the Office of National Fellowships. That office aids current students, as well as recent alumni, in finding and applying for fellowships and awards.
The FSU Career Center is another great resource for alumni to utilize. You can use services such as career advising, cover letter and resume critiques, search reemployment resources, attend workshops, and more. There are also opportunities to give back to FSU students by becoming a professional mentor, hosting students for job shadowing, and other options. You can also network with fellow alumni through the Alumni Association and its seminal clubs and chapters around the world.
Thanks to Dewan for talking with us today, and thanks to you for listening.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Gure, who also does our sound engineering. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Zoe Crook and Hannah Meister.